Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Y'all need to get off Lou Will.
No, I'm not getting off him. The only thing I said in the break.
The man.
Hey, he tried to fool everybody. He was going there for the wings.
No, first of all.
He went in right there for the legs and the thighs. He ain't going there for
best line of the year.
It's great, man. It is Dukes and Bell. He's a friend of the show. You watch him on TNT. And we love getting him on, man. And he has got an amazing camp that your kids can get involved in as well. None other than Kenny the Jet Smith here on Dukes and Bell. Jet, man, that Mike and I were crying when we heard you say that. Crying.
it was so interesting because I didn't. It just came to me in that moment because I was thinking about all the different parts of the ticket. And I was like, wait a minute. He didn't go there for the ticket. But, oh, man, we love Lou, man. One of my favorite players to watch. But you gotta, you can't make it up. You gotta have fun with it.
Right. That's my line when I go to Publix. I want two big thighs and two big breasts and some chicken too. As Kenny the Jet Smith joins us here, and we'll talk about his camp, which is now a virtual camp. It's real down there in the bubble. But Kenny, we were talking about it to start the show. Do you make a big deal out of Bron taking a day off if the groin ain't right? Save it for the playoffs.
Well, yeah, they've already clinched, you know. So now that they're the number one seed, they're going to play the eighth seed. I don't think that they're. There's any reason to, you know, not even risk. I don't even know if he's how hurt he is or not, but even he would have limited minutes anyway. So, you know, they can't improve their position. They can only hurt themselves by getting hurt.
Do you worry, or is it me? They're not shooting the ball well. Now, I don't want to go overboard. I mean, I know it's like four or five games in the bubble. But Kenny, I'm like, they don't look like they're shooting it that well, especially from beyond the arc compared to some other teams that I'm watching. You know, it's the Heat, even the Rockets with small ball. And I'm like, okay, Lakers, are you guys going to be hitting shots when it matters?
Well, you also have to think, you're 100% right on your assessment. But then you also say, man, maybe just mentally, it's like, we're the number one seed. We only have to win one game, two games to be the number one seed. So I don't know if they went to the bubble with the same urgency that other teams have gone to the bubble with. You know, so they're kind of moving into the bubble in terms of where other teams like Portland and, you know, teams Phoenix and teams are, you know, Indiana. They're like, we got to hit the ground running or we could really be in trouble. And so I don't know if they have that same thought process about the bubble that everyone else had either.
Kenny the Jet Smith's with us here, guys. Of course, NBA on TNT. What do you make of Zion and the minutes? Because it seems like he can deliver, but the team is kind of discombobulated. Remember, this whole thing was kind of set up to get Zion in the playoffs, it seemed like.
Well, I'm just surprised, you know, he had 3 to 4 months off, you know? So I'm not sure what the holdup is on his minutes. That's what's kind of confusing to me. So if you've had 3 to 4 months off, You just like everyone else, you're pretty much in the same boat everyone else is. You're not going to be worse off or better off. So that just surprised me that he's still not playing as much after a 3.5 month layoff.
Jed, how is it for you, man? I mean, what's the accommodations for you guys? What's going on down there with you guys?
Oh, we're business as usual, honestly, in terms of like, you know, just we have everything is just spaced out more. Like, instead of us all being in one area, we're in different green rooms. You see the set, how it's 6 feet apart. So it really mentally doesn't change much for us being here and doing our show. And I don't think it even looks different when I kind of watch a certain clips, on social media, because I very rarely watch the show again. It's like watching yourself over something else. But
if you just did it. I don't need to see it.
Media, they look the same. They look very similar to what we always do. So as a viewer, I'm still going, running to the board. I'm still going, I'm taking me, transporting me to the arenas and all that kind of stuff. So everything's the same for us in terms of structurally of how we do a game. You know what's funny? Because I told Reggie Miller and Mark Jackson this. They kept saying on the air, hey guys, I know it looks different because we're here in this bubble. And I said, Reg, Mark, y'all got to stop saying that. And they're like, why? I said, because for us, it doesn't really look different. Like, as a viewer on television, it doesn't look that different. I said, because I guess it's basketball, the way the cameras are put, it doesn't look that much different.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great point. It really is. Jet, let's talk about this academy, man, and what's going on. www.jetacademymycamp.com. Our own Trey Young is going to be involved with this, but I know we got to reset this for listeners who didn't hear you maybe a month or so ago when you came on and we were talking about how amazing this is to get your kids involved virtually, because everybody's looking for stuff, especially before school and the camps in the summer, and then all that went poof. So tell everybody what this is and who's involved. But we know Trey's going to be jumping on with this August 10th through the 14th.
Yes. So, through social distancing and through, the pandemic, everything's canceled. We all know that. And, for kids even going back to school, things are different. So what I did is created the first virtual sports academy. And, I rolled out with Victor Oladipo and Kemba Walker, Breonna Stewart and Brittany Griner, and now Trey Young is coming up next, Atlanta's own. And it's a virtual camp where we become your personal instructor for an hour and a half a day. And it's live. You can go back and watch it. We do record it and go back, but people who miss it have some. But it's live. You can ask questions. You can upload your videos right then. We bring campers in. They do demonstrations. They ask questions, and Trey will be live every day talking, daily about what he's doing, and he shows his routine. And you can't get that anywhere else, The one thing, you could do training sessions with other people. I really believe that, and it's important. But Trey Young could tell you when and why to do things. Like, that is, the mind of his is so, as a scorer and as a player, is so in-depth that, I'm excited for it. Again, it's jetacademycamp.com. Again, jetacademycamp.com. And if you put the Big Shaq code in, you get $35 off. Or if you use your Amex, you get $35 off. So we're excited about the whole process.
Very cool. Especially for Hawks fans, man, because obviously everybody loves Trey, and we're big fans. That's what made this season so disappointing. As Kenny the Jet Smith joins us, guys, in the NBA on TNT, what do you make of this Hawks team? Because if we had John Collins for the whole season without the PDE, whatever that was, going to GNC suspension, you believe this team is in the playoffs?
I think they'd be in a bubble. I'm not sure if they'd be in a play, but they'd be in a bubble. I think they would have been a better team than Washington if John is there. And now, obviously, with Clint Capella there, that's a real basketball team. Like, they have a lot of the pieces you need to be, a playoff contender. And, so I'm excited to see them next year, And then, I'm working with, Trey in this camp. And he goes, listen, Kenny, what do you want me to show you? And I'm like, well, just show us your workout and what you do and why you do it. And he's like, all right, if I log on and I see Patrick Beverly and all these NBA players log on, I'm stopping the workout. He's like, they're not getting all the secrets. So I was like, no, we'll keep a monitor on who logs in and who loves it. So, again, jetacademycamp.com. But it's funny. The mind of a scorer, he's like, nope, I'm not giving all of them if those guys are tuning in.
Right, I'm not giving up my secrets. Hey, Jet, I want to ask you this, man. With Black Lives Matter on the floor, with all the social media messages that NBA players, even the back of the jerseys now, and I know you guys have talked about it, now that we're here, how do you feel about it, and do you think it's achieving the goal that it was intended, or is this something that you feel like maybe it's being lost in translation because we're seeing it every day. And you know, I was talking with a friend about this, and he said, you know, I see it, but is it achieving what they wanted it to?
Well, I always say this, that it wasn't a sports figure or a celebrity that created the current social awareness that's happening today. So it won't be one to stop it. We can only add on to it or just participate in it, because it isn't, this happened to LeBron James and now the whole world is, no, the world, not just America, the world was seeing the injustice going on, not because of any celebrity. So this participation in it is not going to create the movement, stop the movement. It only can just participate in it. That's it. It's a form of participation inside of the movement.
And just reinforces the message as Kenny the Jet Smith joins us. And that's one thing. I mean, the NBA, when you look around the leagues and you see like where baseball's at and you see where, you know, the NFL, obviously Roger Goodell finally got it in gear. But it seems like Adam Silver, if you're an NBA player, you're probably in the best league in pro sports.
I would say so. I think the most progressive league, the most empathetic league. You know, we still have our, you know, quirks and things we need to work out. But there's always an ear to work them out. I think, you know, that's the one thing about everything going on today is, like, is there an outlet to actually someone hear it, someone actually want to participate in making it a change for the better? And I think that's what the league has shown for a long time now.
Kenny, always a pleasure, man, to have you on. Stay safe. And, again, log on, guys, and get your kids involved. And, plus, you know, they're going to learn a few secrets from Trae Young.
Some secrets. We're going to give it to you. JetAcademyCamp.com. Log on. No excuses. Get better during the pandemic.
There it is. Hey, Jet, take care, bro. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.